Success in the arts may be a long shot, but in a country where most people live in poverty, Nigerian musicians say it could be their best and only shot. Ifeanyi Nwa Samuel Ndogwu, known to her fans as Ife Da Diva, is the lead singer with Heroes Band International, an Afro-pop band in the Nigerian capital, where the impoverished live side by side with the enormously wealthy. She says young artists make guest appearances with her in order to pick up new gigs.
As they are featuring with my band, maybe they may engage on a show. Somebody may see them to engage them for performance. Maybe people will give them something, you know, reasonable thing, but it's better than to steal.
Like many musicians, bass player Oluwole Akinduro needs a second job to survive. He plays with Heroes Band International using the name Wallaman and says the music business in Nigeria is changing, with new role models emerging, like hip-hop Afrobeat sensation Two-Face Idibia. Traditionally, he says, Nigerian parents discourage their children from going into the music business.
They don't believe music is something that you can make money with, or that can put food on your table, or that music is something that can make you achieve anything. Except for these days, that is us seeing people like Two-Face, like the new guys that are coming up and making money.
Other artists say modern music is dual-purposed in Nigeria. Abatunde Ayodare, known professionally as Dari Darella, is one of Ife Da Diva's regular guests. He says his music, called Contemporary High Life Juju, is ethnic Yoruba with a modern Nigerian flair. He hopes it will help keep his ancient culture alive and may one day help his economy grow.
I want to use this music to help a lot of people, promote a lot of things, and assist people even not from the music field.
These musicians say it's not just about the money. With songs written in some of Nigeria's hundreds of native languages and dances said to be as old as Africa itself, these artists say, for them, it's also about the love of music and their love for their country. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.